It's been over a week since a massive dam collapse in Laos, and locals are still dealing with the aftermath. 3,000 people have taken shelter in a refugee camp, while another 2,200 are stranded on land surrounded by water without shelter. Meanwhile, work is underway for the recovery of bodies. It calls into question whether the enterprise of building hydro-powered dams does more harm than good. Gary Lee is a policy advisor for Oxfam's Mekong Regional Water Governance Program. He's based in Laos and joins us now on Skype. Welcome to RN Drive.
Hello, Patricia.
What are you seeing of those recovery efforts in Laos right now? How are the people of Laos recovering from this?
The search and rescue and recovery efforts are ongoing. The government of Laos has declared the affected areas a national disaster area and have deployed military and police officers to support the search and rescue efforts. It has been difficult getting direct access on the ground. And the latest we've heard from the UN reports that there are 19 reported deaths and search and rescue efforts are ongoing.
What lessons can we learn from the Laos dam collapse in terms of policy and governance around hydropower?
I think there are a number of lessons that can be learned. So following the dam collapse, there's been reports with the Minister of Energy and Mines confirming that the company would not be in a position to deny its responsibility, and incidents related to the construction must be borne by the project developer. We welcome this assurance made by the minister, and we also hope that there will be a review and improvement of enforcement of dam standards within Laos. And more recently, the government has also announced a review of all dams, particularly looking at the safety issues which will be undertaken.
Why is the building of hydro-powered dams an appealing prospect for countries in the Mekong region? What's in it for them?
Hydropower development has been identified as a priority by the government of Laos and other governments in the region. Firstly, it has been identified to meet the growing energy and electricity needs, but also for countries like Laos to export electricity and to generate revenue. However, as studies such as the Mekong River Commission's council study, which was published earlier this year, pointed out, this poses a number of risks for the ecosystems, environments and people's livelihoods.
Given the devastating effects of the collapse, should companies be allowed to build more dams along the Mekong?
I think as the Mekong River Commission Council study findings point out, there is a need to reconsider some of the planned investments, including large-scale hydropower, particularly given some of the impacts on environment and people's livelihoods, which also cross national borders. So we have been calling for a need to reconsider some of the planned projects, particularly in light of energy alternatives that are available and could be developed at lower environmental and social costs.
How long do you expect the cleanup and rescue process will take in the aftermath of this dam collapse?
It is difficult to say at this stage because direct access has been a challenge. So the rescue and relief efforts are ongoing, but the recovery efforts will require long-term support for the affected communities.
Gary, thank you for your time.
Great. Thanks, Patricia.
Gary Lee is a policy advisor for Oxfam's Mekong Regional Water Governance Program. This is RN Drive.